Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. Time to say, the modern man, evolutionary betrayer. Modern man, ecosystem destroyer. Modern man. Maggie Steffens was born in San Ramon, California to Peggy Schnog and Carlos Steffens. Her father was a native of Puerto Rico, and he played water polo after falling in love with it as a kid. He played for Puerto Rico in 3 Pan American games, and when he left the island and joined the water polo team at Berkeley University, he became a 3-time All-American, leading the Golden Bears of California to the 1977 NCAA championships. In 1979, he was the Pac-10 Player of the Year in water polo. This passed on to Maggie. As of last May in 2017, Maggie Steffens was a senior at Stanford University, where she helped the women's water polo team win the NCAA championships in 2014, 2015, and 2017. In 2015, she scored 4 goals in the semifinal game against USC, and they won 9-8. In 2017, she scored 3 goals in Stanford's 8-7 championship victory against UCLA, including the winning goal with 9 seconds left. Look, for those of you that don't play or don't watch water polo, you have to understand these are huge numbers. In both 2015 and 2017, she was named the MVP of the NCAA tournament. Steffens has also played nationally for the United States water polo team. They won the 2010 FINA World League Super Final and the 2010 FINA World Cup. She scored the winning goal against Australia in the final match of the FINA World Super League Final, which again, if you don't watch or play water polo, you don't understand how insanely cool it is to beat Australia. Going back to 2011, Steffens helped the United States win the 2011 FINA World Cup Super League Final again. In the Pan American game, she scored the winning goal in the shootout of the final match, and the U.S. defeated Canada. The U.S. won the FINA World League Super Final for the 3rd straight year in 2012. Steffens led the team with 11 goals in the first match of the Summer Olympics. Steffens scored 7 goals to tie the Olympic single-game record. She scored 21 total goals in that Olympics, which set a new Olympic record for the most goals scored in women's water polo. And the U.S. won the gold medal. She was named the best female water polo player of 2012 by FINA, 2012 female water polo player of the year by Swimming World magazine. In the 2016 Summer Olympics, Steffens led the team scoring with 17 goals, and the U.S. again won the gold medal. USA water polo women's national team captain. She has now been named a finalist for the 2017 Women's Sports Foundation Sportswoman of the Year in the team category. Steffens has earned this honor on the heels of winning a 2nd consecutive FINA World Championship with the USA Women's National Team and a 4th straight FINA World League Super Final crown. The 2-time Olympic champion and 2-time FINA World Cup Player of the Year wrapped up her collegiate career at Stanford this last May, winning her 3rd NCAA championship along with ACWPC Player of the Year honors. Steffens has been named the most valuable player of the 2017 NCAA championship and received Stanford's Tom Hansen Medal, awarded to one outstanding male and female senior athlete. Steffens' nomination comes a year after fellow 2016 Olympic gold medalist Ashley Johnson became the first ever water polo player to receive the prestigious honor. Maggie Steffens, introduced this week to you guys on Mansplaining. She is not only an exceptional athlete, an incredible team captain, an amazing water polo player, she is also the child of an immigrant. And I realize that, you know, Puerto Rico is not exactly Haiti or sub-Saharan Africa. But we find value in diversity. We find skill and excitement in diversity. We find exceptional people, individuals, and talents through diversity. And that is almost as important as treating women like people. So that's it for this week's mansplaining. Until I talk to you guys next week, remember, no means no, eyes are up here.